but the points were too regular.
They're roughly 100 feet apart, in a straight line.
They were staring at the map, thinking, when Dr. McDermott came over.
It's something funny you've got here, McTyler,
said the historian, shaking his book.
The Jinko guidebook was mistaken about the Air Force Academy.
Johnny shrugged.
They often said things just to please the Cyclos.
But they called the Academy a primary defense base.
I know. They wanted it to sound big because it was the last battle fought on the planet.
But there was a primary defense base,
said the historian, shaking the book he held. Johnny looked at it. It was Regulations Regarding and Governing the Evacuation of School Children in Event of Atomic War, Department of Civil Defense.
Apparently, the children were to be kept in school until the town mayor was flown out of the city. No. Here it is. And that all orders thereafter shall be issued from the primary defense base.
But we don't know where that was.
The old man scuttled back to his pile of books.
Yes, we do.
He came back with a volume concerning congressional hearings into cost overruns of military budgets. McDermott opened the volume to where he had marked it. He read,
Question by Senator Aldrich. The Secretary of Defense then freely admits that the overrun of $1.6 billion in the construction of the primary defense base in the Rocky Mountains was incurred without congressional authority. Is that correct, Mr. Secretary?
McDermott showed Johnny and slapped the book shut.
So the Jinkos were wrong while they were being right. There was a primary defense base, and it was in the Rocky Mountains.
He smiled primly and started back to his chair. Johnny went very still. The tomb. The iron doors, the dead troops on the stairs. The tomb.
Dr. Mack!
Johnny called.
Come back here!
He showed him the sketch.
You told us a story once about a line of nuclear mines laid by the Queen's Own Highlanders from Dumbarton to Falkirk.
Hey.
The historian nodded. He was looking at the sketch.
Did you find some wrecked remains of cyclo tanks?
He said.
No. But look, this line goes exactly across the exit from the pass from the lower plains. They're exactly spaced. They're in an exact straight line.
But with no tanks,
said the parson.
They never exploded. Time has just made them fall apart.
How did you guess this?
Said the historian. Johnny smiled. It was a little bit hard to speak. He indicated the sketch to cover his surge of emotion. After a moment, he said,
That pass leads up from the western plain to the meadow. And behind that meadow, there is a canyon that goes up into the mountains. And way up that canyon is the primary defense base of the ancient government of man.
He filled in the rest of the sketch. Other groups had sensed something was happening. They began drifting over. Johnny felt like crying. He swallowed hard.
I wondered where they sent all the uranium they'd mined. I knew it must be somewhere.
The parson touched his arm, not wanting him to run into a future failure with a crash.
They would not have it in the base, laddie.
But the base records will tell us where it is. It would have maps, wires of communication. I know we'll crack this there.
Angus had been staring at the sketch.
Look,
he was saying to himself.
Landmines. And I was just going to burrow in.
Robert the Fox was already gathering up those in charge to begin their expedition to the tomb. The historian was diving for references that would tell them the perils of entering tombs.
Don't fret, laddie,
said the parson to Johnny, who was just sitting there staring.
Dawning will tell us if it's true.
Thank you. End of CD 12.